ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special three wrestling episode of
Armbar.
Honestly, with the exception of Backlash, not too many exciting things happened this week in wrestling. Like,
nah, not really.
And I don't blame Raw for not having an exciting card because they were going up against two Monday Night Football games, the first two Monday Night Football games of the year. So,
oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, there was a huge drop off in Raw ratings, but here's the dumb thing the WWE did. So Monday night, 7:10 kickoff for the Washington Redskins, our hometown team. Go Redskins, even though they lost.
Ooh, oh.
Against the Steelers, another very popular team in the area because Pittsburgh is such a shitty city that everybody left and most of them came to D.C. And let me tell you something, we're the worst for it. But that's beside the point. SmackDown had a house show at my alma mater, George Mason, in Fairfax, Virginia, which is only a hop, skip, and a jump from where the Redskins play.
I'm not used to the new name of that arena.
I call it the Patriot Center.
Yeah, I call it
the Patriot It will Center. Always be the Patriot Center to me. But anyways, you would have seen more people at a high school wrestling match than you saw at that SmackDown Live event.
Really?
Yeah, there were people taking photos of it. There was no one there. But that was
we should have gone then.
We should have. But that was poor playing by the WWE. I mean, I think having a wrestling, having a SmackDown show on a Monday is kind of dumb anyways because a lot of wrestling fans are going to want to watch Raw.
Oh, yeah. Because
let's face it, with the exception of Samoa Joe beating Finn Balor at a house show for NXT for the title, you almost never see any big things happen at a house show. Like, the last title I remember changing at a house show was when I was at the Baltimore Arena for WCW when Lex Luger beat whatever Mark Merrill's name was in WCW, I can't remember.
Johnny B. Bad.
Johnny B. Bad for the TV title on a non-televised event. And they didn't even have the title there. He beat him for the title, didn't get the belt because the belt wasn't there, and then he showed up on Nitro, because I think it was like a Saturday we went, on that Monday with the belt.
This story always makes me laugh.
So,
he didn't have the belt.
Yeah.
It's a TV title. Whatever.
So, I mean, having a house show competing against Raw, I don't think you're going to draw as much. Just because, I mean, it's a Monday night. Unless I live really close to the arena, I'd rather stay home and watch Raw because then when it's over, I can go to bed.
Well, let's be honest. If this happened back when you were still at Mason and you had just gotten out of class.
Oh, I'd have gone to the Patriots.
Yeah, you'd have gone. Yeah, I definitely would have gone. But, you know, that's also if I went to Mason. But.
Yeah, so I mean, I would have made you come anyways. Like, Nelson, come on over to the SmackDown event. We'll go there and then we'll crash at Mike's dorm. That's what we would have done.
If I was still at Nova, definitely. If I was at Marymount, that would have been kind of tough because I might have been tired or still in class.
Nah, we were young then and we had the energy to stay up all night and still make it to a 7 o'clock class.
Mm.
So, but yeah, so the attendance there was just terrible, and I've always kind of bitched about the DC crowd for wrestling because it's a weird crowd. We pack it in, but we're not that into it. Like, I wish we were Chicago. I wish we were Philly in those instances.
We're kind of like wishy-washy because there'll be times where we're really into it and there's times where it just doesn't seem like it's catching on.
Richmond was hot for Backlash. That crowd was fantastic.
Yeah. Definitely.
And kudos, Richmond, because you are my home away from home considering I live in between D.C. and Richmond.
Pretty much the halfway mark.
We are exactly the halfway mark between the two cities. I've always loved Richmond because I have my friends down there that I always go visit and hang out with. So that's always been a home away from home. So I'm very proud of Richmond for the showing they gave for the SmackDown Backlash event. Which, by the way, in predictions, I beat you 4-3.
Well, we're 1-1 if we count the last two pay-per-views.
If we count the last three, though, I'm 2-1 because I went near perfect for the one before SummerSlam.
Oh,
I only missed the one.
That's right.
That was a damn good thing by me, man.
Yeah. Last month was my month because I was pretty much spot on.
We were both wrong about the Divas Six-Pack Challenge, but we both wanted Becky to win. We just didn't think. I have this weird thing about the WWE. If I want something to happen so bad,
it doesn't happen.
I just automatically assume it's not going to happen. And because I wanted Becky to win that title so bad, I was like, they're going to give it to Nikki Bella.
You're projecting Dolph Ziggler onto Becky Lynch.
I'm projecting Dolph Ziggler onto everything in the WWE.
Yeah, actually you are.
Actually, it kind of started with Shawn Michaels' return after he had won the world title and lost it. Because pretty much he was there to put people over.
Yeah.
And how badly did we want him to beat John Cena?
Oh.
I think it was Backlash.
It might have been Backlash.
Because didn't Backlash used to follow Mania?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think it was Backlash. How bad did we want him to win that match?
Oh, yeah.
How bad did we want him to win that match in the Triple Threat versus Triple H and Chris Benoit?
I know, right?
Which I bet if the WWE could take that back, he'd have won that WrestleMania.
Well, it wasn't until we read his latest book that we found out that he was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it is what it is.
Well, it's at the point, like, I think a lot of the superstars know, is like, you don't need the title to be the top guy. Like, John Cena is going to be the top guy till he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need the title. Yeah. I think eventually he's going to tie and break Ric Flair's record.
Yeah.
And he should, because he's better than Flair. That's right. I said it, Internet. Come at me, bro.
And we lost all three of our viewers.
Yeah. No, we have a lot of listeners. We have almost no viewers on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, well.
All right, those of you who enjoy us on Podbean, please go over and check out the YouTube channel. You don't even have to re-listen to this again. We have some funny video game stuff on there. Check that out, too.
It's called Super Mario Drinker.
Yes.
It'll make you want some damn corn dogs.
Yes, it will.
Corn dogs!
Corn dogs! But, shit, I lost my train of thought.
Oops.
But, yeah, no, I mean, like, the wrestlers know that they don't need the belt. But it's, for me, I want certain guys to get the belt because I feel Dolph Ziggler has not gotten the recognition he deserves.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I really feel like the company has not given him... I want him to have a lengthy title run, and I'll even settle for, like, a U.S. title run at this point, but I want to see him get a belt and make it prestigious. Because I think... And a lot of people are like, oh, the longer The Miz has the belt, the better it looks. Like, no, because it's The Miz. And Marks can, like, say what they want about The Miz. The Miz is never going to be that guy that puts something over.
Yeah.
He's just not going to be that guy. And maybe I'm biased because I fucking hate him. But he's just not that guy to give anything prestige. Like, let's face it, the lowest point of the WWE title is when The Miz held it. No one gave a shit. They had to shoehorn The Rock into that main event
to make
people give a shit. I mean,
yep.
No offense to The Miz. And I will give Miz credit. He is there. He does what they ask him to do.
And he has moments.
He does have moments where he makes me laugh, but they're very sustained. Mm-hmm. Rarely sustained. But he goes out and does all the media and stuff for the WWE, and they've rewarded him, and that's fine. Reward him with a token Intercontinental run like you did a better wrestler in Zack Ryder.
Mm.
And just, I don't know. I'm not high on The Miz as a wrestler. I think he has his moments as a heel, like his little thing with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was good. If he could pull into that more, I'd probably enjoy him.
That's the problem with The Miz. He only has these fleeting moments
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I can get behind that. And then he just goes and does his Miz thing again. I'm just like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah, like I almost got behind him as a face when Flair was like touting him up. Almost. For about 5 minutes. And then the next episode of Raw, he was back to being Miz.
Well, so. I've lost a little respect for you for that statement.
I said almost, Josh. Almost.
Nope. Yeah, exactly. The fact that you thought about it
makes
me rethink your judgment.
Mm.
But especially, like, if you're going to pick that, like, I almost like Miz when he was a face part, that was probably the worst moment of his career besides starting out.
No, that there was nothing worse than when he was starting out, except for maybe...
But I really think, the WWE always talks about, like, bringing the prestige back to the Intercontinental title, and they tried to do that with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
When he had the belt, but he got hurt. They really need to put that belt in the hands of one of their best workers, and I think on SmackDown, that's Dolph Ziggler.
Oh yeah.
AJ's probably the best wrestler on the SmackDown roster,
mm-hmm.
but he's got the title now.
Yeah.
So. Not counting AJ, I think your best worker on that roster is Dolph Ziggler. Because I'm just, like, trying to go over the roster in my head.
Yeah, same here.
And I don't think there's a better worker. Because, I mean, if you look at when the Intercontinental title was at its peak in the 80s and the 90s, like, look who held the belt then. Roddy Piper, Mr. Perfect, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Macho Man, Ricky Steamboat, Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero. So, I mean, if you look at those names, those are all Hall of Famers right there.
Yeah.
Well, not Benoit. Had he not murdered his family, he would have been a Hall of Famer. But, I mean, you look at all those people, and, mm-hmm. I mean, even Austin and Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Austin's more known for being a WWE champion.
But he had a nice little feud with The Rock.
Yeah, and then Razor Ramon.
Oh, yeah, Razor Ramon, definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, he had the record for most titles. He had it once.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, you look at that, you look at all those people who held it, like, they were great workers. I mean, when I think of great workers, of this, like, last, like, 5 years, I don't think of The Miz.
No, not even the last 10 years, because he's
probably... He's been there for a while.
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
So, I mean, again, you have to have a good heel, but, I mean, he's had it long enough, and I think... I hope ultimately what they do, because they don't have anybody other than Dolph to really hold that belt as far as a face goes, I really hope like they build this feud up and maybe at Survivor Series, Dolph wins it and Dolph has a long reign with it.
Yeah.
Give Dolph like a Bret Hart or a Macho Man style reign with that. Yeah.
Though I will say one thing though, if they finally do give it to Dolph, please for the love of God keep him away from Baron Corbin. Because he's on that show. I forget about that. And we had enough of that feud because it fizzled out way too quickly. And they just kept going with it.
Yeah, they...
It was terrible.
They need to build up Baron Corbin a different way, but... They got to start re-signing these legends because... Or bringing people up from NXT because I'm just thinking about the SmackDown roster, just how small that show was. Because, I mean, you and I were only wrong on a couple, but I beat you 4-3.
Yeah.
And I think there were six matches on the
card.
There
were six matches.
So, I mean, that's just... And two of them were a tag tournament, so...
Yeah, exactly.
They got to start elevating stars because, really, honestly, like, just thinking off the top of my head, Dolph and Miz are really the only ones who are not involved in the main event who deserve to be at the IC level.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Zack Ryder. I think Zack Ryder is probably one of the most underrated guys on the WWE.
Yeah, they really do need to start beefing up these rosters because, I mean, like you said, it's...
No, Raw's fine. Raw's got a lot of people.
Well, I mean, yeah, with SmackDown, because I just thought of this with how small the roster kind of is compared to star power anyway. You're going to lose your momentum because you're going to start repeating yourself.
You know what I'd like to see when they break up the New Day, which I feel is going to happen after SummerSlam, or not SummerSlam, Survivor Series? Move Xavier Woods to SmackDown. Put him in the IC title hunt.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, because I was just saying on Monday night.
He's going to be the breakout star.
I think he's going to be the breakout star.
So, I mean, Kofi had his time. I think Kofi, before he retires, deserves one of the WWE titles.
I think so, too. Because, like, I forget how long Kofi's been there.
Kofi's been there for a long time. And his push got killed because Randy Orton was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And even though I've sang Randy Orton's praise of how great he's with the fans, I know nothing of him backstage. And I never base my opinion on people on hearsay things.
Yeah.
I base it on, like, personal experience, or when it's hearsay, if it's from people I've trusted. And I've only heard rumors from Smarks that Randy Orton's kind of a dick backstage. I've never heard a wrestler say it, which doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah.
But
honestly, I've never heard a wrestler say it.
And I've interacted with Randy Orton at a signing. Super nice guy to me, but even more importantly, I was there with friends and my son and his friends. We had, like, four little kids in our group, and Randy was awesome with the kids. And in all honesty... That's all I ask of WWE superstars, is just be cool to the kids.
Yeah.
You can be a dick to me. If I see you in the airport and I say hi and you tell me to fuck off, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if my son sees you in an airport and he says hi and wants to take a picture, even if you're having a bad day, if you're just nice to the kids, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
So, everybody in the WWE needs to channel their inner John Cena.
Yeah, pretty much. Is he freaking and works you know what? Randy harder Orton, than anybody else?
Randy Orton passed that test for me, and even though I don't really care about Randy unless he's a heel, because I don't particularly like the face Randy Orton because he's kind of boring. I will always respect Randy Orton. And also, not only that, but another cool thing Randy Orton did at this sign, because this was at a car show in DC, there was a handicapped kid who got there late and was at the way back of the line. Randy brought him up front and signed his stuff first.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Oh, that's nice.
So, I mean,
all right, just, Randy.
Yeah, Randy Orton, at the very least, with the kids, and again, that's all I ask for WWE superstars. He's cool with kids. Like, my son and his buddy, Landon, asked Randy total, like, 100 questions. Like, just asked him a ton of questions. And Randy pretty much answered all of them. Was super cool, was super nice to the boys. And all I say, and I was going behind everybody, and all I said to Randy afterwards, I just shook his hand, like, I said, Mr. Orton, I was like, thank you so much for being so cool with these boys. And he thanked me, gave me a nice shake, and he said, and he told me, he's like, that's a good handshake you got there.
Nice.
And then Sean chimed in. He's like, I know you ain't got an opponent for WrestleMania. My dad's pretty big. And Randy, I can't remember exactly what he said to me. He was like, maybe. But so I mean, like I said, cool with the kids. Like, if it was just me going up there signing, he might have told me to kiss his ass or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I'm an adult. I can take it. But as long as you're cool to my kid, you're good in my book.
I did like how I don't remember which kid it was when you were telling me the story. They're like, "When are you coming back?" And he's like, "Watch Thursday."
That was Landon's older brother Harrison who asked that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, "Be sure you watch it Thursday." That was pretty cool of him.
Yeah, give us a little insight too. We weren't doing the podcast and the blog then.
Breaking news.
Yeah, exactly. But speaking of Randy Orton, I just want to touch on this. You know, John Cena gets hated for not putting people over. When was the last time Randy Orton really put somebody over, when you think about it? With the exception of the Evolution losing to the Shield, can you remember the last time Randy Orton put anybody over? And Brock doesn't count because it's Brock.
No. Yeah, Brock doesn't need to be put over. He just takes it.
Yeah.
Wow. You know? Actually, you know, in recent years, Randy's been off a lot.
Well, he's been hurt a lot,
too. Hurt a lot. So it's like, I really can't
remember. It's hard to think of, but I can't remember him, like, losing to somebody like who is an up-and-comer, really. And where John Cena gets killed for that, and John Cena puts people over, like he put AJ over clean.
Yeah.
Something Hogan would never do, something The Rock almost never did.
Yeah.
And
I think him putting over AJ finally won him in good graces with the internet fans.
It's like Randy never catches shit for that.
I think John does. You know, I think it's because with Randy...
And Randy has almost as many title runs as John does.
Yeah, he's only like two or three away. I think with Randy, he kind of has that air of him where you kind of expect it.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. And, you know, it's... Because Randy's gone back and forth between being heel and being face. Yeah. And that's something
That's probably why he goes the heel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what I've always said to the internet fans, like, John Cena does way too much for kids for them to turn him heel. And this isn't the Attitude Era. And John Cena's still popular among kids. The reason why the Hogan heel turn worked is because kids didn't give a shit about Hulk Hogan anymore.
Yeah.
And those of us who grew up loving Hogan, we were teenagers at that point.
Yeah, we were
and
all
we kind of
didn't
give a shit about Hogan anymore either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why that worked. And honestly, if Cena is still wrestling by the time Shawn is a teenager, the heel turn might work then.
Yeah.
Because John Cena's not on TV as much. He doesn't win as much. So, I mean,
kids win nearly as much.
Yeah. So, I mean, kids who are starting to watch wrestling now who are probably like 5-6 years old, they might not be big John Cena fans. Yeah. So, I mean, once his sales start tapering off, that's when you'll see the heel turn. But while they're still selling like when John Cena's youth merchandise outsells every single everybody else's combined merchandise, they're not going to turn him heel.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can almost guarantee you all these people who want John Cena to go heel will not buy a John Cena heel t-shirt.
Yeah. Honestly, if you think about it, though, his win streak has pretty much started tapering off when he lost to CM Punk. Like, if you think about it, that was after he was done with his feud with CM Punk. That's when he went on the year-long losing streak.
Yeah, he didn't wrestle that much, so I wouldn't even call it that much of a losing streak. So, and then he went back on a tear again.
Yeah, but not at the same level, though. No.
Well, he did win the U.S. title, and he had it for almost a year, and he defended it.
He really
only lost to Seth Rollins because of interference, and then he won it back the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not that big of a deal. I don't know why I'm still holding this. nope. And, so we're not really going to touch too much on Raw and SmackDown other than, recap Backlash. It was really good. It was great that AJ Styles won. It was great that Becky Lynch won. It was great that Heath Slater won.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I did like the match of the night, though, was Ziggler and The Miz. And I'm going to credit, now, The Miz isn't a bad wrestler. I don't want to see, like, I'm trashing his ability. He just doesn't excite me. I'm going to credit most of that to Dolph Ziggler, though. And I did like the heel method of winning with mace.
Oh my gosh!
Pepper spray.
I definitely didn't see that coming. That was
granted that wasn't real pepper spray she sprayed at him, but I wonder what it was. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe water.
So, I expect another feud there. I didn't really watch Raw because I was watching mostly football.
You weren't missing much, really. Yeah,
and then I didn't really watch SmackDown because I got BioShock, and I was playing that for the most part, and also. It was my buddy's birthday. We came back late.
Yeah,
for Anthony's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Anthony, because actually today's your birthday. We just celebrated it last night, so happy birthday, Anthony. Yep. So we got back after 8, And it was kind of funny. We walked in, turned on the TV, and the Divas number one contender match was going on. That was the most captivating thing of SmackDown.
Yeah.
In fact, outside of Backlash, I dare say that match was the best match between the two shows.
Yeah, I can easily say that I agree.
And I called it with Alexa Bliss winning.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the smart move by the WWE because she needs to be the top heel.
Oh, yeah. She's great as a heel. And
I never really saw too many of her matches because every time I saw her in NXT, it was usually in a manager role, except when she got her ass whooped by Asuka.
I saw one match of hers back when she was a face and blowing glitter into the ring.
Yeah, the only time I ever saw her fight was against Asuka, and she just got demolished. I never really saw how well she could wrestle. And then the Women's Six-Pack Challenge, that came out, and I was impressed. And I said to you while we were watching Backlash, didn't I say, she needs to be the top
heel? Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I really got to see Alexa Bliss wrestle, I was like, yep,
top heel. That little right backflip there. Move that she does, it's kind of vicious. Because all I can think is, wow, that's really going to knock the wind out of somebody.
And she had a nice little edge victory over there, just kind of stole the victory.
Oh, yeah.
Like, technically, it's clean because she didn't cheat, but she saw the opportunity, she took it, and she won. Oh, look,
someone hit it a special. Boom.
Yep, boom.
Mine.
Kind of like our classic No Mercy Fatal 4-Way wins.
Kind of like how I beat Tyler and your son.
Yeah. Beat them in WWE 2K16, not in like a fight.
Oh, no, because I would just pin Sean.
Dude, he hits hard. I don't know if you tried to pin him. He might give you an out. He might bust you open like Brock did to like Randy Orton.
That's fine. I'll bleed over top of him when I'm celebrating. I win! I win! Oh!
I never forget when he accidentally punched me and it rang my bell. It took me a second. And I can take a punch. I've been hit in the face by hockey pucks and baseballs and shit like that. Damn, and his little punch, which wasn't on purpose, clocked me good.
Mm.
But, I mean, not much else is going on. John Cena got thrown into the triple threat title match for No Mercy, which I don't really agree with because he didn't earn it.
Yeah.
I mean, we were singing John's praises a second ago, but he didn't do shit to earn that triple threat title match.
I just walked in the door.
Yeah, I really think what they should have done is, like, next SmackDown, Dean Ambrose versus John Cena for the number one. Next SmackDown, Dean Ambrose Dean Ambrose gets his return match and loses, obviously, because you got to keep that belt on AJ for a while. And then John Cena facing for number one contender. I don't know. But just to hand it to John Cena was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. But whatever. It's going to be a triple threat match. It should be cool. I think AJ's still going to come out on top. Mm. And I think we're going to see, if he doesn't turn heel by then, I think Dean's going to be heel by the end of that match.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, I want to see Bray Wyatt get put in there finally.
By the way, I liked how they made, going to Raw, though, I liked how they made not Roman Reigns. Rusev looked strong again when he came out.
Oh, yeah. I was actually pretty surprised. I guess, honeymoons will recharge you.
I don't know. They drained me. But, yeah. What was I going to say? I don't think Rusev should drop the belt. I think Roman Reigns still needs to be punished. And go heel.
Yeah. I mean, hell, they made his cousins do it.
Yeah, and I'm still not interested at all in.
I think that was dumb on their part. Well, not make them heel, but the way they did it, the execution for the Usos as far as being a heel, and I told you this, it just reminds me of how they made Superman bad in Superman 3. It was kind of lackluster, and it felt kind of lazy to me. I think it's mainly because of the fact that. The only thing they really did to show that they were heels now is, ooh, they're wearing all black now, and they have
attitudes. I just don't like it because they have two decent heel tag teams on the roster, and the Vaudevillains and the Ascension.
There's that, too.
And those guys are just buried.
Yeah. Well, they brought back the Ascension on SmackDown last night.
I think they need to repackage the Ascension. Like, give them a new name, get rid of the face paint.
Yeah. Do something new. It kind of worked for the Shining Stars, except, I just have a good memory. I remember them when they were just Primo and Epico and Los Matadors. And, when they had Carlito, or at least Epico.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. It's weird. So what else we got?
You know, not really much else, because like we both said, the show's kind of boring this week.
Yeah. Well, apparently Paige and the WWE resolved their issues.
Oh, yeah, I saw Paige send out a tweet and Instagram post where she's coming back.
Oh, did she?
She's got to heal up first. She's still injured.
I see.
So the rumors of her...
Quitting,
leaving the company are not true. So...
Is Del Rio still gone?
Oh, he's gone, yeah. He's already been gone.
Okay. That's what I, like, had to
heard Paige about. Got his name tattooed under her boob.
Oh, see, now we gotta get that lasered off when we get married.
Oh, Nelson, I like that you think big and you dream big. Shoot That's for them right. stars, Nelson, because when you swing and miss, you'll hit the moon at least.
Yes, indeed.
But,
what else is going on in the dirt sheets?
So, yeah, we'll talk about a little about Sunday. We're at Richmond Comic Con, the Wizard World. We got to see Becky Lynch and Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
I'm not going to say Becky Lynch checked me out in my Thor costume, which we've got to post a picture of on the YouTube. Splash that in there. She did give me a once-over. I'm thinking she was like,
She did look back. I did see that.
And that's all I need, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Because I am a sexy beast.
Mm. I was a little distracted. I was waiting for...
You were waiting for Sarah Underwood.
Yep.
And then Dean walked by us, and I got a little confidence boost because I'm bigger than him.
A little bit, yeah.
But then again, when we met Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels, I'm also bigger than them, too.
Dean's a little bit bigger than I thought
Dean was bigger than I expected. I expected to be a lot bigger than Dean.
Yeah. Though, Jericho, when we met him, I thought he was going to be a little bit bigger. But, what do I know?
Now, Jericho, he was a cruiserweight his whole
career. Oh, yeah, I know that, but I just expected him just to be a tiny bit bigger than... what I saw.
I just like how cool Jericho was.
Oh, Jericho was like, awesome.
He was trading Virgil stories with you, and then he kept fucking up my picture. So the lady, this lady at Barnes & Noble's probably hates Chris Jericho, because he just kept making weird faces and making her retake the picture with me.
Do it again!
Yeah, do it again. I sneezed. Oh, I blinked. And I have like 7 pictures with Chris Jericho, because he was just being Chris Jericho. He was being face Chris Jericho, just silly and funny.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. Shawn Michaels was really cool. I think my favorite thing about meeting Shawn Michaels, since we're just reminiscing about meeting wrestlers, was when my son Sean told Shawn Michaels that he was named after him, and he thought it was kind of cool. And of course, Johnny, while we were waiting in line for the book signing,
that was funny.
Went to the bathroom and ended up pissing next to Shawn Michaels. Oh, which reminds me, I should talk about my pissing story.
You okay? Go ahead.
So at Wizard World,
I'm gonna sing the song though.
Yeah, you can sing the song at Wizard World. I'd take a piss towards the end of the show, so I walked into one of the restrooms there. And I'm taking a piss, and, like, I didn't notice it at first, but right next to me is, I can't think of the actor's name, but Spike from Buffy, who also was Piccolo in the live-action Dragon Ball movie.
We don't like to remember that movie, but go on.
I love the cinnamon sins on that movie. So he was right there finishing up, and I didn't say anything, because I have a strict rule of no talking to other men while you're pissing.
And no then, talking when your dick is out.
Yeah. And then Flash Gordon, the original Flash Gordon walks
Flush!
And he takes the urinal right next to me, and he goes, "What's up? Nice costume." And I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" So I'm not gonna say not hi to Flash Gordon if he says hi to me. I just thought that was odd that he said hi to me, nice costume, while both of our dicks were out.
Flush.
At least he said nice costume and not nice dick.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, scientists.
I like how the, like, because I only imagine this. I was he was at his table before that. I kept seeing all the random things, and one of the things that you could get signed was the cover of that Ted versus Flash Gordon 3-pack.
That would have been.
There was a lot of Ted stuff on there, actually.
Well, yeah, because that's how most people our age is going to know who the fuck Flash Gordon is.
True. Though I am tempted to watch the movie.
I've never watched that movie.
I'm tempted to watch the movie.
Oh, shit, I'm bleeding.
How the. Okay, what?
I backed into my weight set while I was doing the laundry.
Oh.
Did you not see me fucking limp in here?
No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah, I backed. So. Those of you won't know who listen because I don't tell the story, but I tore my Achilles playing baseball in high school, and I've got a nasty little like scar tissue. It's like a bump on the back of my heel, which is gross where they did the surgery.
Mm.
That's got a fucking cut on it now because I backed into my curl bar. Mm. That shit hurt.
Yeah. I got some Band-Aids in the bathroom.
Nah, it's kind of stopped playing this dry blood now, but
all right.
It hurt like a bitch. But we're going to cut this off now because I've got BioShock Infinite to play. Go out and buy that game. It's just gorgeous. And I've beaten it like several times on the 360, and I got to beat it on the Xbox One because my save file didn't transfer. So I was so close to getting 100% completion on that.
That is a shame.
And now I got to do it all over again. But the game's awesome. The story's awesome. I can't wait to play that. I can't wait to re-beat BioShock 1 and play BioShock 2 for the first time.
Ooh.
And I'm definitely going to play BioShock 1 with Ken Levine's commentary on it.
I didn't know video games had commentary.
As far as I know, it's the first time. I've never heard of video
games. Yeah, I've never heard of that. That actually seems pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I think they need to do that for more remastered collections. Like, whoever was like in charge of getting everything together, like the game director or whatever, do the commentary. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Or like for Metal Gear, have Hideo Kojima do it, and then have Daryl from The Walking Dead, Norman Reedus, translate for us. Yeah. Since they're like BFFs now.
Which is random, but whatever, it's cool. It's cool.
Nah, because Norman Reedus is a pretty cool but weird cat.
Mm-hmm.
And Hideo Kojima is definitely a weird cat. I can see them bonding. So on that note, we're going to end this. Not much of a Raw or a SmackDown recap, or even a Backlash recap other than the big things. But it was kind of a slow week.
Well, I mean, so I kind of expected that because, you know, post-pay-per-view.
Yeah, post-pay-per-view, you get that hangover. The only time you ever really get a big Raw or SmackDown after a pay-per-view is after the Big Four anyway. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
And it was kind of weird to watch Raw because it didn't really recap, you know, Backlash the night before, which we're used to.
But it's
a Raw and SmackDown thing, and But anyways, as we always end this, watch wrestling, and good night, Japan.
Good night, Japan.